This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Now joining me in studio for the Chatted Up Sports Minute, we got Malcolm Mickey Harris from Chatted Up Sports. How are we doing, sir?
Gino, what's up, baby? How you
doing? What's going, man? I'm doing all right, man. We've been having a busy time here. It hits 96. We had TJ Miller pop by not too long ago. Nice. Then we had Danae Hayes call in. We've got all kinds of comedians on the air. We got to talk about sports a little bit.
We do, man. Got to break up the ice. I'm funny, though, but you know, I'm a sports guy at heart.
Absolutely. So this is a nice way to kind of break it up a little bit because we've been talking about all the comedy happening, but there's been actually some pretty cool sports happening as well, especially when it comes to our UTC Mox women's basketball.
Shout out to the Lady Mox, man. Officially moving on, 66-47 over Western Carolina. So we're going to see tonight who their opponent's going to be tomorrow.
Okay.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. It's either going to be Furman or Mercer from what I was reading. And it's going to be, they're over in North Carolina doing the thing.
Doing the thing. And
semifinals for SoCon.
Man, and they got some ballers over there, man. I mean, I truly do think that is a talented basketball team. I think they can make a run.
Yeah.
I really, really, really do. So they got SoCon honors all throughout the place, man. I mean, they're hooping.
So we're about 2 weeks away now, speaking of hooping and everything else, for calling it Chattanooga Madness because that's what we do here for the local, but March Madness, of course. And we're celebrating Chattanooga Madness as well because it always coincides. You must be kind of excited for March Madness, though, right? This is your thing.
March Madness is our thing, and I'm super excited. We're going to have some stuff going. I can't, you know, put out too many details now.
But we need people to follow Chatted Up Sports.
Oh, follow, because you're going to be like, all right, this is an insane giveaway, like, to say the least. So I'm excited about it. March is going to be awesome. I love filling out a bracket. I try to stick to one that has logic and then one where the madness ensues.
Okay.
That's how I do it. Yeah.
Because it's interesting, the bracket game, because everybody wants a Cinderella story all of that. So you're kind of like hoping that these little teams will be able to come and kind of beat the big dogs. It's hard. It's a tough thing. Has anybody ever, and to your knowledge, I mean, maybe somebody's got lucked out once, have had a perfect bracket?
No, I don't think so. I know there's challenges every single year.
You just don't hear about a perfect bracket often.
No, I mean, it's been very, very close, though.
Sure.
I will say this year, though, is the year of the upset, just based on how college basketball has looked. I don't think, last year was very streamlined, like who was supposed to win. And I don't think it's going to be that year. Specifically with like the 1-3 seeds, somebody's getting knocked out like in the first round.
Okay.
In the first round of the 1-16, like that's going to happen, I think, this year.
So if we're picking our brackets and we're starting to get into it, that's your kind of little bit of advice.
Think about the upsets. And think about the real 5-7 seeds.
Sure.
Somebody's going to make it out of that little realm to the, if not Elite Eight, Final Four.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm looking forward
to it. Two tips for me.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Malcolm Mickey Harris, the latest. Yeah, and then we do our own bracket challenge here with local businesses. In fact, people can still sign up on our Facebook page. Your favorite local business, no matter what they sell, as long as they're a local Chattanooga business.
Okay.
I'm talking about barbershops, boutiques, thrift stores, coffee shops, restaurants. It doesn't matter. People can go to our Facebook page and they can nominate their favorite local business.
Nice.
Top 16 teams or 16 businesses that get the votes. We put them in this random head-to-head battle for votes.
That's so
And we have
awesome.
So much fun here. We give away all kinds of concert tickets and prizes and stuff, and people get to vote for their favorite local business. The whole point, if they don't know what their local business is, you know, maybe they don't know about Jerry's Boutique, they'll find out about this boutique, and then they'll be able to go and see what it's about, and gives the local, the little small mom-and-pop shops a little bit of time on the radio.
We're going to show some love. Y'all make sure y'all enter that, man.
Yeah,
that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun. So get the details on our Facebook page. So that's our little version of a bracket. We'll let you guys do the actual sports with March Madness. We'll handle Chattanooga Madness over here.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And then you guys, have you started up the new episodes yet, or is this?
A week from today.
Okay. I was going to say, I knew it was close.
A week from today, we are officially back in business. I will say, quick plug, shout out to Chattanooga Business Elite. The BEC Awards was this past weekend.
Nice.
We took home some hardware. We were voted as the best podcast.
No way.
So shout out to the BEC Awards, Chattanooga Business Elite. We really appreciate the city and looking to really keep this thing going. It's going to be awesome.
Excellent. Excellent. We're looking forward to it. March Madness now only 12 days away.
Let's lock in.
And we'll keep everybody updated right here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Malcolm Mickey Harris, thank you so much.
I appreciate it, G.
It's Hits 96.